It's really incredible how quickly things are shifting right now. The landscape of artificial intelligence is undergoing rapid transformation, and it's causing significant overlap between what the government oversees and what private sectors innovate.
Exactly. And a defining moment in this evolution was the finalization of the Pro-Human AI Declaration, immediately preceding that notable confrontation between the Pentagon and Anthropic. It sets the stage for everything we're seeing today.
Right, and honestly, this convergence represents a critical collision of forces that demands our attention from developers, policymakers, and consumers as the industry moves deeper into 2026. We can't ignore it.
That's why the Pro-Human AI Declaration serves as such a foundational framework. It's designed to ensure artificial intelligence systems remain aligned with human values and interests, no matter how fast they evolve.
I love that sentiment. Developed by various industry leaders and advocates, its primary objective is to establish ethical standards capable of managing the rapid pace of AI development. We need guardrails that keep up with the tech.
And in an era where generative models and autonomous agents are reshaping sectors from healthcare to defense, the declaration acts as a necessary safeguard. It reminds us who we serve.
It posits clearly that technological advancement must never compromise human safety or autonomy. That's non-negotiable for me when I think about where this is going.
The strategic timing of its release was intended to provide a moral compass for the industry before major policy shifts occurred, though the reality on the ground is much more complex.
Tell me about that complexity. On the opposing side, we have the intersection of national security and corporate responsibility, exemplified by the standoff between the Pentagon and Anthropic. It feels very intense right now.
That friction highlights a central challenge: governing dual-use technologies. While AI functions as a commercial tool, it is increasingly viewed as a strategic asset for defense and national security.
And that creates real pressure points. The military requires robust, secure, and reliable AI systems for logistics, analysis, and potentially autonomous operations. It's high stakes.
Yes, but Anthropic, recognized as a leader in large language models with a strong emphasis on safety, faces pressure to balance innovation against the rigorous security requirements mandated by federal agencies. They are walking a tightrope there.
This dynamic creates potential risks for regulatory progress that we really need to watch. When government bodies and tech giants hold opposing views, advancement often stalls. It feels like we lose momentum in both directions.
Precisely. If the Pro-Human AI Declaration is ignored in favor of a strict Pentagon-led initiative, there is a risk of centralizing power that could stifle innovation from smaller players. We don't want a monopoly on safety standards.
But conversely, if corporations prioritize speed over safety without adequate oversight, harmful or misaligned systems could be deployed. It's that same old dilemma, isn't it?
Exactly. This scenario presents a catch-22 for the industry. Companies require access to government data and contracts to scale their models, yet they must operate under strict compliance rules that may conflict with commercial viability.
That is such a difficult position to be in. The declaration attempts to bridge this gap by promoting voluntary adherence to safety standards that can evolve into mandatory laws over time. It's a path forward.
Looking forward, a specific roadmap suggests several critical paths for the industry to take if we want progress without losing control.
First, on my mind is just how vital transparency in development is. Companies must be open about model training and testing, particularly regarding safety incidents. We need to know what's happening under the hood.
Agreed. Third-party assessments of AI systems are required to ensure that military requirements do not compromise commercial viability or vice versa. Independent auditing will become necessary.
And we can't forget the bigger picture. Global coordination is vital. The United States cannot regulate AI in a vacuum. International cooperation on standards is necessary to prevent an arms race in autonomous technology.
True. For the industry and its users, the implications are significant. The mantra of move fast and break things is no longer acceptable in this context.
It's true that the cost of building AI is rising due to compute power and energy consumption, but the risk profile is increasing simultaneously. We're putting more at stake.
Investors are increasingly paying closer attention to safety protocols as a key metric for valuation. They are waking up to the risks just as we are.
For end users in sensitive sectors like healthcare or finance, this standoff affects market entry speeds. It changes how quickly they can bring products to life.
A delayed launch is not necessarily negative if it ensures technology is safe and reliable. Sometimes slowing down saves lives.
That brings us back to the foundation. Trust is established as the primary currency of artificial intelligence. Without it, adoption will fail regardless of technical capability. We need people to believe in this tech.
Ultimately, the collision between the Pentagon's strategic needs and Anthropic's safety-first approach highlights a broader struggle in modern AI governance. It's not just about code anymore.
It underscores that the future of technology depends on balancing national security imperatives with ethical standards and commercial innovation. We have to keep all three scales balanced.
As the industry navigates these complexities, the ability to maintain trust while advancing capabilities will determine the success of artificial intelligence integration across all sectors.